Good morning. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Mum's the word today. I do want to thank everyone involved on Friday evening. I think it was a successful evening. I'm going to pin you, Seneca. Do you know roughly how much did we raise for that? So that's well over $2,000 altogether that St. Matthew's has raised with the midweek service and ladies' night. So that's wonderful, wonderful that we can do that for others as well as enjoying ourselves. So thank you. I'm hoping that the weather improves. I'm looking forward this summer to putting the boat out and going fishing. And one of the reasons is I hope to be fishing when the Ministry of Natural Resources, the game warden, comes around, pulls up beside my boat and says, "I want to see your license." And I'll say, "Buzz off, I don't need one." And so my neighbor did. And he says, "Look, I got to see your license. I don't need a license. Leave me alone." And finally I'll say, "I'm 65. I don't need a license." But my criticism of our current government, provincial government, will be, I think, probably the rules will change and I'll have to wait till I'm 95. You never know. Psalm 23, it brings back always for me a memory when I was in my teenage years. Had a poster, and it was a picture of this humongously large ogre standing there holding in his hand a big wooden club. And underneath that picture was the caption, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, for I am the biggest, meanest son of a..." Left it at that, so. Mother's Day. Women. I always said that, you know, for us Christians, we do not need one day of the year to honor mothers. In fact, it's part of the commandments to honor thy father and mother. We honor them every day. But women, they have been important to the life of our church. Women were accorded special status during Jesus' ministry. In fact, if you read the recent article that's in our Canada Lutheran magazine, you'll find out how prominent women were in the New Testament. Women were probably the ones who were the major financial supporter of Jesus and his friends during Christ's ministry. Women are recorded as the first witness to the resurrection. And the truth be told, really, if it were not for the women, I don't think we would have a church. Have there been any women important in your own Christian experience? I think of my mother, dear old mom. She was the one who was responsible in making sure that I went to church, attended Sunday school, went to confirmation, and looked decent at church. I still remember my brother and I sitting there and we're long hair down past our shoulders, and my father's grumbling away of how we looked, and my older brother, he was a bit of a wisecracker, so he pointed to the picture of Jesus and said, "What about his hair?" To which my father said, "Shut up." Learning about Jesus, learning of the stories from the Bible, developing and nurturing your faith, it most likely was taught by a female Sunday school teacher. And in these days, much of our office administration, putting together the guide to worship and answering the machine and just working away, as she liked to say, the magic box. That would not be done if it wasn't because of a lovely female, a woman doing the work. Women have been important, and they still are very important in the life of our church. In fact, if you look around, you'll probably find more women in the pews than us men. We know that women are important. But in the days of the New Testament, a woman's place in society was not much more than being a piece of property. Jesus, he was viewed as a rabbi, and his willingness to speak to women in public and even touch them with his hand when healing a female person, to include them in his entourage, was just totally outrageous to the many men and to the religious authorities of that day. Today's first reading. We are hearing the story and are being introduced to a woman named Tabitha, but in Greek is known as Dorcas. And I have read that in the Aramaic language or in Greek, Dorcas is known as gazelle. You know what a gazelle is, right? It's a nickname. If you've ever seen a gazelle run, was Dorcas swift, fleet of foot? I don't know. We have no idea. And maybe that kind of nickname gazelle applied because Dorcas was so quick to respond when someone needed help. Always doing good and helping the poor, as recorded in Acts. But then suddenly we read and we heard that she's gone. She died. And this little community of faith in Joppa is devastated. They are faced with a task that none of them really relished. It says saints in the church and widows that she had befriended made their way to her home. And in the custom of that day, they washed her body and laid her in the upper room that was reached by stairs outside. It was a small house. And I probably surrounding the body was bolts of cloth and sewing needles and thread that she had made with such loving care. Dorcas, she lay in state, and this little Christian community, they called for Peter, a disciple of Christ, to come and conduct a funeral. Whether Peter knew about the ministry of Dorcas or not, we do not know. What we do know is that he responded right away and came. And to the surprise of everyone, Peter brought back to life Dorcas, the same thing that his master did when Lazarus died. Dorcas would face death again, like Lazarus, and waits along with all the saints for that day when death will be no more. When Peter brought Dorcas back to life, I'm sure there must have been a huge, great celebration and joy that she's alive again and she can continue her ministry. What happened to her after that, we don't know. We never hear of her again in the scriptures. History says that Joppa was an important city in the spread of Christianity. It's located only about 35 miles northwest of Jerusalem. If you look on the map, it's a seaport from which were launched trading vessels in that day to every known port in the Mediterranean world. And no doubt the wonderful ministry of Dorcas became the subject of conversation both on shore and in the ships that came. And her reputation became the reputation of her church. You think about it, it's no wonder that Christianity grew. It is true, we never hear of Dorcas again in Scripture. But we do hear more about Dorcas today. This wonderful, beautiful, kind lady, she's been memorialized in countless congregations. We find women's groups, charitable organizations, sewing circles, and they're all called Dorcas. It leaves me the question, what will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? Think about Dorcas. She was famous for what? What did she do? She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And I'm sure all was done in the one that she worshipped and whom we worship and love today, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.